Just one fundamental question that everybody has to ask themselves. That's the question that we discussed yesterday. When does Shabbat officially end? Most people, they rely on the closest calendar that they have. Whatever the PTA wrote on the calendar, and that's the time Shabbat ends, that's what they rely on. It's a very fundamental question because the Shabbat beginning is very easy. Sunset, a little maybe before sunset to make Tosefet Shabbat. We have an exact time. We know the time. We know how to do Tosefet, 18 minutes before candle, you know, before sunset's candle lighting. But Motzei Shabbat, it's a very vague time. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says it's got to do with stars. It's when you see three medium stars. Okay, people really don't know exactly what medium stars are. So Hakamim came along and said, well, since we don't know what three medium stars is, we have to be Mahmid to see three small stars and they're next to each other. Okay, anybody know what three small stars is compared to three medium stars? So therefore, and what are you doing on a cloudy night? And what are you going to do, you know, in a place where you can't see the stars? So we have to come out with an understanding exactly when is the Shabbat ending. So there is a big mahloket in how to calculate this. The tradition and the minhag of Rov Klal Yisrael is based on the way, like we said, the Gaon Mevilna and others bring down the minhag of Klal Yisrael. It's like the Geonim. The Geonim understood that, and I'm giving it to you in the astronomical terms, is the way they bottom line it, I'm synthesizing it all the way to the end, is when, let's say, the sun goes beneath the horizon, they're setting at 8.5 degrees. That's the way Rabbi Tkachinsky said. And basically, that would be our sunset plus Ben Hashem Ashot, which normally Ben Hashem Ashot would be 13 and a half minutes. But we know that in our place where we live, after 13 and a half minutes, you don't see any stars whatsoever. So therefore, they base that time in our region, let's say New York, New Jersey, anywhere between 41 minutes and 51 minutes after the Shekiah, depending on winter and summer. So that's a very, very important point. If you're going to follow the Shitav the Geonim, it's not just an automatic 40 minutes after sunset. Depends on the time of the year. In the summer, it could be, like we said, 51 minutes. Rav Moshe held in the Grot Moshe that one should always follow 50 minutes in New York in order to satisfy the opinion of the Geonim. Again, there are some that follow in our community 35 minutes. Okay, but that was based on what they did in Halab. It's hard to say, oh, we have minhag that we did in a different country that has different, you know, way of sunsetting and so on and so forth. For example, you go to Yerushalayim, the sun comes down 20 minutes later, already gets dark very quickly, but not over here. So everybody has to try to figure out the time for the place that they're in. However, Maran in Resh Samech Aleph, he says an amazing hadush when Shabbat starts. So when Shabbat starts, Maran says that there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that says there's actually two sunsets. There's the sunset that we know, which the Rabbeinu Tam calls Tehillat Shekiah, which actually in Rabbeinu Tam's understanding is completely day. And he says that Tehillat Shekiah lasts 58 and a half minutes. And then after 58 and a half minutes, you start Ben Hashem Asot for another 13 and a half minutes. And then after that, which is 72 minutes from Shekiah Rishona, you have what's called Laila. So, and the Maran writes that on Friday, in that 58 and a half minutes, after sunset, if you want to make Tosefet Shabbat in that time, you have a right to do it. And if you don't want to make Tosefet Shabbat, you don't have to. That means according to Shulchan Aruch, if sunset tonight is 8:28, according to Maran, you don't have to make Shabbat until 58 and a half minutes after sunset. It's your own. If somebody gets in a car at 9 o'clock, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's still daytime. So Maran, obviously we don't hold like that. It's clear. We have to make that clear. We made it clear yesterday. Mishnah Berurah said we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam going into the Shabbat. We follow the Geonim. However, Maran's opinion was like Rabbeinu Tam. That we see clear. And therefore, when it comes to leaving the Shabbat, again, although we said the Minhag is not like Rabbeinu Tam. However, Hakam Avadiyah Alam Hashem Yubiyah Omer Chalik Bet, he said that for Bnei Torah, and people that are Mahmir on every Ben Ish Chai, when it comes to Shabbat, which is Yisus Sekilah, now we're not going to take opinions. And he says, don't kid yourself and think that it's just the Shitav Rabbeinu Tam. There's 30 Rishonim, he counts, 30 Rishonim that all subscribe to the same opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And the great Hachamim, Rav Chaim Abul Afya, Rabbi Shmuel Lanyadu, Alav Shalom, they put Haramim on people that did not follow Shitat Rabbeinu Tam on Motzei Shabbat. Chama Vadia says, I'm not going that far to put Harem on anybody. But again, for people that are interested in being Mahmir on stuff, Hacham, what should I accept upon myself? Give me an item to do. Give me some. He said, this is Yisud Sekilah. 30 Rishonim are telling you that you're Mechalel Shabbat if you don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, he has opinion of that. Now, this is not a new subject. Hachamim, throughout the generations, were trying to impress upon their following to follow Rabbeinu Tam. There was one rabbi in Egypt, chief rabbi in Alexandria, Rabbi Yaakov Harachi, called the Maharif. And he was a friend with the Ginat Veradim, Rabbi Abraham Levi. And he writes in his Teshuvah, he says, for 50 years, I'm trying to promote that the people should follow Rabbeinu Tam, and nobody's listening, including my wife, he says. He couldn't impress upon his wife to follow Rabbeinu Tam. She says she follows a little more than everybody else, but because she's the rabbi's wife, but she doesn't either. So he says, so I gave up on this fight over here. He says, until I had a dream, and they came to me in a dream in Hashamayim, and they told me, don't give up this fight. It's worth fighting, and if you can impress upon them to fulfill this opinion, you'll speed the Ge'ulah. Hey, bring the Ge'ulah close. He says, so when I got that dream, I continued to fight. So there was great rabbis also, the Machshirei Milah, Rabbi Yehudah Shama from Halab. He also writes that the Shitav Rabbeinu Tam should be accepted. It seems that you have Rabbi Chaim Abul Afya, a lot of big tzaddikim that all... in Yerushalayim, you had Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld, you had the Rav Zalman Meltzer, all the tzaddikim, that they promoted this opinion. So again, if somebody's looking for a humrah, they're due for a humrah, especially after what we went through in the past couple of months, a person wants to elevate himself. So the Hakam always believed that the Rabbeinu Tam on Motzei Shabbat is something worth following. Now, he does say that at least one should be careful on the deoraitas, Yisurei deoraita, to follow Rabbeinu Tam. Yisurei Rabbanan, you can rely on the Geonim. So that would be something to note as well. There is a big subject that we won't go into. It seems clear from Hacham Avadia that these 72 minutes are Zemaniyot minutes. He says that in Yabi HaOmer, and that's the way Yakut Yosef brings it, Shaul Zemaniyot. Shaul Zemaniyot is more than 72 minutes in the summer. The Sha'ot Zemaniyot today, I think, is 75 minutes. It's a Sha'ot Zemanit. So therefore, that means a Sha'ah is 75, and then you have a 72 minutes. So that's another fifth of an hour, which is another 15 minutes. So you could be at 90 minutes. Okay, Rabbi Mazuz writes that he doesn't think Chama Vadia meant Zemaniyot. He writes it. I have to look at Chama Mazuz inside to see how he gets around the words, Sha'ot Zemaniyot. But nonetheless, he holds that it's not Zemaniyot, it's 72 clean. Okay, let's start with 72 clean, Rabotai. And then, and I have to point out that Rabbi Masas, Alav Shalom, Racham Shalom, Gaon, Adir, this was one of the battles that he had with Racham Avadia. They fought back and forth on this. Rabbi Masas held, what are you pushing Rabbeinu Tam for? The Minhag is like the Geonim, whatever it is, 40 minutes in Yerushalayim, whatever the number they have in Jerusalem. But Racham Avadia believed, and he brought a lot of Mekorot, that this is something worth exploring when the Shabbat. But again, even if you follow the other opinion of the Geonim, you shouldn't just end Shabbat when the Shamosh in the Shul tells you, okay, Shavuot Tov. Everybody's just following everybody else. You should know, your wife should know, we follow Shabbat 42 or whatever the number is after the sunset. And again, if you follow 50 minutes at least in our parts, you're covering at least the Geonim throughout the whole year.